Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're here to help you get informed, fast, cutting through all the noise. Today, we're really plunging into something critical, a security flaw found recently in Google's Gemini CLI. That's their AI coding assistant. And look, this isn't just some minor technical glitch. It's a real wake-up call. Shows how even a simple readme.md file could become a hidden weapon in the age of AI. It forces us, really, to rethink security from the ground up. So our mission for this deep dive is pretty clear. We're going to unpack exactly how this vulnerability works. We'll look at the real-world impact for developers, maybe like you listening right now, and explore what this all means for, you know, the future of AI tools in development and security overall. Think of it as a shortcut to understanding a pretty complex area.
Absolutely. And I think what's crucial to grasp right from the start is that this incident, well, it's more than just one bug. It really highlights these evolving, complex security challenges that AI tools are bringing to the table. It just underscores the absolute need for robust security measures, right from the design phase, ideally. So by diving into this specific case, we can get some valuable insights, not just for the immediate fixes, but for a broader philosophy on AI security that you can actually apply.
Okay, let's unpack this then. So Gemini CLI, what exactly is it? It's basically Google's big move into the command line AI assistant space, right?
That's right. It's a tool designed to, well, streamline developer workflows. It gives you direct access to Google's Gemini AI model, but right there in your terminal.
So you can interact with it using natural language, like talk to your code.
Pretty much. Making coding faster, smarter, like having this super knowledgeable co-pilot sitting next to you. That's the promise, anyway.
And how does it work, fundamentally?
Well, it loads certain project styles. Think readme.md, gemini.md into what it calls its context.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the AI gets a handle on your code base,
mm-hmm.
you know, to give relevant advice or even run commands locally.
Ah, okay. So it needs that context. But running commands locally sounds potentially risky.
It can be. That's why it was supposedly designed with security features, like interactive prompts. It's meant to ask for your okay before running commands. And there's also meant to be an allow list for commands you've already marked as trusted. So it shouldn't run anything outside that list without asking.
Okay, supposedly being the key word here, I guess, because things went wrong. Security researchers at Tracebit found something pretty alarming, didn't they? Right after its release.
Yeah, very shortly after. Gemini CLI came out June 25th, 2025. Tracebit reported the vulnerability just 2 days later, June 27th.
Wow, that's fast. And Google responded quickly, too.
They did. A patched version, 0.1.14, was released on July 25th. To their credit, that's a relatively quick turnaround for something like this.
Almost too quick. Does that suggest they knew how bad it was?
It certainly implies urgency. They likely understood they had a ticking time bomb. But it really does beg the question, doesn't it? Why was such a critical flaw there right at launch?
Yeah, is this just like the price of pushing out cutting-edge AI really fast?
Or maybe it hints at something deeper about how any company, even one like Google, is testing these powerful new tools before they hit the public. It makes you wonder about the rigor of pre-release security testing for these kinds of AI dev tools.
Okay, so let's get into the nitty-gritty, where it gets really interesting. How did the attack actually work? You mentioned it was about how Gemini CLI processed those context files, the readmes.
Exactly. The core weakness was how it handled those files, specifically readme.md and gemini.md. These files get automatically fed into the AI's prompt to give it context, but that inadvertently created an attack vector.
Through something called prompt injection.
Precisely. Prompt injection is the key concept here. Technically, the vulnerability exploited poor command parsing combined with, let's say, inadequate allow list handling.
Okay, break that down a bit. Poor command parsing.
It means the tool didn't correctly separate or understand the different parts of a command string it was given. So malicious instructions could be hidden, sort of embedded, inside these seemingly harmless documentation files.
Hidden in a readme file? How?
Well, when Gemini CLI processed one of these poisoned files, it could be tricked into running commands that looked okay on the surface, but they secretly contain these harmful payloads.
Can you give an example?
Sure. Imagine a command like this. grep setup readme.md, malicious command.
Okay, grep is common, used for searching text. So searching for setup in the readme seems normal.
Right. And let's say grep is on your allow list because you use it all the time. It's trusted. The flaw was that Gemini CLI saw that whole line, the innocent grep part and the malicious command tucked away after the semicolon as just one grep operation.
Ah, because of the bad parsing.
Exactly. And since grep was trusted, the entire thing executed silently. without any prompt for approval.
Including the hidden malicious bit.
Including the malicious bit. It was like handing your keys to a valet you trust, but they secretly have a friend hiding in the trunk.
Wow. And you mentioned it was stealthy? Hard to spot.
Extremely hard. Attackers could use clever tricks with white space in the AI's output. It could make the malicious command visually disappear or blend in, making it incredibly difficult for even a careful developer to notice.
Like digital sleight of hand. That's quite chilling.
It really is. Imagine trying to spot a ghost. That's kind of the level of difficulty we're talking about.
So what kind of damage could these hidden commands actually do?
Oh, the potential payloads were pretty severe. We're talking data exfiltration, stealing sensitive info, installing backdoors for later access, deleting critical files, even establishing full remote access to the victim's system.
And all potentially running silently in the background.
Completely undetected. That's the scary part.
So knowing that, let's bring it back to the listener. What does this actually mean for you, the developer, or anyone using these kinds of tools? The real-world implications seem pretty significant.
They are. Developers constantly work with code from different places, right? Open source repos, client projects, team collaborations.
Sure, all the time.
An attacker could just poison one of those repositories with a malicious re8me.md file.
Mm.
Then, when a developer uses Gemini CLI on that repo, their routine task suddenly becomes a serious security breach.
And you connect that to the kind of data developers often have access to.
Absolutely. Think about what's usually available in a dev environment. API keys, database credentials, authentication tokens, secrets often stored in environment variables.
Sensitive stuff.
Very sensitive. The kind of exfiltration attack demonstrated by Tracebit could silently hoover up all that information and send it off to attacker-controlled servers.
And because it's stealthy, the breach could go unnoticed for ages.
Or extended periods, yeah.
Yeah.
Silently leaking valuable data. That's a massive long-term risk.
That is a chilling thought. So given how, elegant, almost devious this attack was, did Tracebit check other AI coding assistants? Were they vulnerable too, or was this specific to Gemini CLI?
That's a key point. They did test others. Specifically, they looked at OpenAI Codex and Anthropic Claude, and they found them resistant to these specific techniques.
Why? What did they do differently?
It seems they had more robust allow listing mechanisms and, critically, better command parsing logic. They didn't fall for the semicolon trick, essentially.
So this wasn't like an inherent flaw in all AI assistants.
No, not at all. This points strongly towards an implementation weakness in Gemini CLI specifically.
Mm-hmm.
It suggests that maybe Google's rapid development timeline might have played a role. Perhaps insufficient security testing compared to competitors who'd maybe been around a bit longer or taken a different approach.
It really highlights that for all the fancy AI innovation, solid basic security engineering still matters immensely.
It absolutely does. Foundational security wins.
Okay, so the crucial question for anyone using Gemini CLI, what should you do right now to protect yourself?
The immediate number one thing is straightforward. Update. Upgrade to Gemini CLI version 0.1.14 or higher. That patched version fixes the command parsing flaw. It's the bare minimum, but you absolutely have to do it.
Right. Patch first, ask questions later, but beyond just updating.
Yeah, beyond the patch, good security involves broader habits, operational best practices, you could call them.
Such as?
Well, first, always be cautious. Use extra caution when pointing any AI assistant at code bases you don't know or trust. Treat it like running any unknown script.
Makes sense. Don't trust random code.
Second, consider sandboxing. Run the AI assistant in an isolated environment. Configure that sandbox to restrict network access, limit file system permissions, maybe block access to sensitive environment variables, contain the potential blast radius.
Okay, sandboxing. What else?
Third, regularly audit your allow lists. Check those trusted commands periodically. Remove anything you don't strictly need anymore. Minimize that attack surface.
With hygiene.
And finally, think about logging and monitoring. Keep an eye on what the AI assistant is actually doing. Look for unusual command patterns that might signal something's wrong.
So vigilance, containment, minimizing trust, and monitoring seems like solid advice for any powerful tool, really.
Exactly. These principles aren't entirely new, but they become even more critical with AI involved.
Zooming out a bit then, how does this specific Gemini CLI issue fit into the bigger picture, the larger trend of AI security challenges we're seeing?
Well, I think this incident is a really clear example of how prompt injection attacks, something we often associate with, you know, tricking chatbots into saying weird things, can actually manifest in much more dangerous ways.
Right. It's not just about making the AI generate funny text.
No, here it turned a helpful feature, the context awareness, into a serious security liability. And with AI dev tools being adopted so quickly, there's huge pressure now for security frameworks designed specifically for AI assistance.
Because traditional security measures aren't enough.
Often, they aren't adequate for the unique attack vectors AI introduces. Think about it, the attack surface changes. Organizations really need to update their policies and procedures to explicitly address these AI-specific risks. It's a new ballgame.
So what does this imply for the future of AI development itself? How should companies building these tools respond?
I think the big takeaway is prioritizing security by design. It can't be an afterthought. That means building in robust input validation, secure command parsing like we saw was lacking here, and comprehensive sandboxing right from the start.
Baked in, not bolted on.
Exactly. And also regular security auditing and penetration testing become even more crucial. But they need to focus specifically on AI assistant attack vectors, like prompt injection in different contexts. And frankly, there's a growing need for maybe some universal security standards across the industry. We need to prevent the same types of vulnerabilities popping up again and again in different tools, build securely from the ground up collectively.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Let's quickly tackle some common questions that might be on listeners' minds after hearing all this. First, just to reiterate, what versions of Gemini CLI were actually affected?
All versions before 1.14. If you're running anything older, update immediately.
And the scary one, how could you even tell if your system was compromised by this? What are the signs?
It's tough because it's stealthy. But you'd look for unusual network activity, maybe data going to strange places, unexpected commands running in your dev environment, or signs of unauthorized access to sensitive systems downstream. Check your logs carefully. Look for suspicious grep commands, weird network connections, unexpected access to environment variables or API keys. Any anomaly needs investigating.
Okay. And crucially, were other popular AI coding tools vulnerable to this exact same attack?
As we mentioned, Treespit tested OpenAI Codex and Anthropic Claude and found they were not vulnerable to this specific method. Their command parsing and allow listing were more robust. But, and this is important, that doesn't mean they're invulnerable to other attacks. Every tool needs independent evaluation. No blanket safety guarantees here.
Right. What should you do if you suspect you might have been affected?
First, update Gemini CLI. Then, scan your system thoroughly for malware or any suspicious files. Review and definitely rotate any API keys, passwords, or other credentials that might have been exposed. Monitor your accounts closely for weird activity. And seriously, adopt sandboxing for running AI assistants moving forward. It's about containing the damage and hardening your setup.
Can this vulnerability be exploited remotely, or does the attacker need local access?
Yes, it can definitely be exploited remotely. The main vector is through malicious code repositories. An attacker poisons a repo with a bad read.md or Gemini.md, and then the victim just needs to run Gemini CLI against that repo, which, you know, is a pretty standard developer workflow, pulling code and working with it.
So yes, remote exploitation is absolutely feasible.
Absolutely.
And finally, to sum up the safety advice, how can you use these AI assistants more safely overall?
Key things. Sandbox them, especially with untrusted code. Yeah. Keep them updated. Religiously, patches are critical. Regularly review those allow listed commands, less is more. Don't run them with admin privileges if you can possibly avoid it. And monitor their activity for anything unusual. Layers of defense. That's the approach.
Layers of defense. Good way to put it. And that really wraps up our deep dive for today. We've gone from a very specific, quite alarming security flaw in Google's Gemini CLI, all the way to the broader implications for how AI is changing development and the new cybersecurity challenges it brings. It's clear that while AI offers incredible power and convenience, it also opens doors to entirely new kinds of risks we need to manage.
Yeah, and as these AI tools get woven deeper into our daily work, getting more access to our systems, that tension, that dance between convenience and security, it's only going to get more complex. So maybe the question for you, the listener, to mull over is this: how will you strike that balance between the efficiency AI promises and the critical need for robust defense? And maybe thinking even further ahead, what's the next big AI security challenge on the horizon? What should we be preparing for now? How do we get ahead of it?
That balance you mentioned, convenience versus critical defense, that really feels like the defining challenge for developers and security folks moving forward, doesn't it?
It really does.
A powerful thought to end on. Thank you so much for joining us for this deep dive. Keep learning, keep asking questions, and keep exploring this, well, fascinating and rapidly evolving landscape.